This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
Hey, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's out there. Great to have you along. We've just been talking to our radio, our television audience nationwide, coast to coast, and now we bring in the radio audience on Biz Talk Radio Network.
Ah, yeah.
As well as Armed Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea, as well as iHeartMedia, everywhere you can ever hear a radio.
Good More
to have
people.
You, along. You know, you can also catch us on your mobile device, on your iPhone, your iPad, your glasses?
Eye patch.
They need an eye patch.
I know. I have one. Remember that?
Oh, that's
Chalupa
right. Josh Sparrow. I remember that.
But they do. They have horrible. Those glasses where you can kind of see, you know, like your computer read out, like like a sci-fi movie or something. Right.
We get to talk to an investor today in studio. In studio.
I need some money.
A check writer.
Get her.
Yeah.
Him.
Her.
Yeah.
Him? Yeah.
Yeah. Never know. Get them in here.
Glenn Kovacek. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Probably not.
Because there goes our check.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so he is with the Copper Bank. They are publicly traded, but he's an investor. And he's going to talk to us about Tesla. He's going to talk to us about the future of energy. And you can pitch him on whatever deal you got, because he said he'd write a check if he was impressed. So I'm thinking. Chances of that happening are slim and none, and Slim just left
town. No, I got something.
You got some?
CBD tequila.
Can we talk about CBD tequila?
Don't start naming it.
Can I just talk about our website for a second before we get to our guest from GasBuddy.com?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Russ, if you go to BigBizShow.com, if you would, boys.
We're
going to get Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com in a second. And you click down Show Shizzle on the left-hand side. Okay? And then you go all the way to the bottom. Lord Russell Industries there. See
okay,
that?
Okay, yeah.
This is all of the inventions that Russ has had over the 22 years in radio and 13 years of television. Ice cream on a donut.
Drive-thru.
The Gundramat.
Mm-hmm.
Diet. What was Diet Scotch again?
Diet Scotch is basically a big glass of good scotch with a couple ice
cream. Extra ice.
Extra
okay,
ice.
Yeah. The Shizzle Mitt. What was the Shizzle Mitt?
Unfortunately, we couldn't call it the Mitt because, get sleep? Yeah. But it's for picking up your dog, but inside.
Oh, that was like a clear mitt that you put on, but inside the mitt had blades of grass silkscreen?
Yes.
So when you pick it up, how does it work?
Turn it inside out, the shizzle's inside, the grass-looking object just goes on the guy's lawn.
Yeah.
Because brown sticks out on a green lawn.
Can we see the rest of it? Tickle Me Cuervo, that was fantastic. Oh, Credit Crunch.
I might come back.
Hold on a second.
Credit Crunch, you know what? I have to tell you about Credit Crunch. This is catching on. Of all places in China. I know. I'm part of the tariff thing because they've been eating this Credit Crunch like it's going nuts because they love that kind of food. It's peanuts, it's Cocoa Puffs, and it stays in its own airtight zip. Ziploc bag.
That cuckoo nutty cocoa snack from the King of Snacks. It's got a made on date.
Born on?
Born on date.
When is it?
12/20/1998.
98. So this is almost ready.
Got to activate it.
Yeah. This basically never stops.
Yeah.
What is that? Never stops cooking. It's Lord Russell's Credit Crunch.
That cuckoo nutty cocoa snack.
I really would like some.
Weren't you like wasted one night and you ate Cocoa Puffs and peanuts at the same time?
Well, being a new bachelor, I only had peanuts and Cocoa Puffs and a hot truck.
The last couple there on Lord Russell Industries is the Beltito.
Right.
You still using the Beltito?
No, my pants are fitting better.
Taylor Swift, which you have on right now. No music, just tighter clothes. it just neatens up yourself.
It's an instant on
TV. Well, take it off so people can see what it looks like.
Look how big this.
Yeah, that looks like crap.
Yeah.
And now with the Taylor Swift.
Hey, welcome to, what is that, Dick's Last Resort. Anyway.
You just want to say Country Dick.
He was a singer, by the way.
I know. Country Dick and the Fish or something? Was he in Woodstock?
I think you're Country Dick Joe and the Beet Farmers. Yeah. Anyway, that's us.
Fantastic. Lord Russell Industries. I don't know why I brought, because you have an investor coming.
Yes.
That's why.
And again, CBD tequila is.
You know what's interesting? I have an investor coming in. I also have Nick Asayan.
Who?
Nick Hassan is the founder and CEO of Light Helmets. You know, military aviation, auto racing technology, football, you know, the
look at this.
The concussion issue.
Yes.
These guys are fixing
huge.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to these guys. In the meantime, though, our good friend Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com is with us. Patrick, sorry you had to listen to all that crap. But
always entertaining, though, guys. Well, I kind of, you know, don't stop.
Oh, God. See?
Hey, listen, first of all, you are the smartest guy I know with respect to what's going on in energy prices. And if you take a look, you know, it's so funny. Yesterday, during this sort of, you know, fall from grace that the market's going through, we started off down 2% yesterday and ended up down 0.25%. Today, we're down well over 2%. But the only stock, one of the only 30 stocks in the Dow that was up yesterday, Chevron. Of course. Of course. So, first of all, GasBuddy.com is a great resource because they put up a gas price temperature map where you can find really in your area where the least expensive gas is. Of course, they're in California because of all our taxes. We are averaging $3.65. If only I could find $3.65 gas. Patrick, why is that the coastal cities, like if I'm in San Diego, L.A., San Francisco, Newport Beach, Orange County, it's closer to $4.25, but yet if I go inland a little bit, it's closer to the $3.65. Why is that in California? Is there a reason for that, or is that just because they know they can get us?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there is a reason. And by the way, looking at that map there, I think California is all the same color. It's basically like get out of California if you want anything cheaper than $4 a gallon.
You need to have a purple color now.
Just for California, right?
Yeah. Minnesota would get purple. Pissed at you because of the whole
But, you know, California, you're talking about an area that generally the coastal areas are more affluent areas. Yeah. You see your $5, $10, $15, $25 million houses. And people don't shop around for gasoline in those kinds of areas. So, sure, whereas inland, incomes may be a little bit more challenged, and that drives people to find those lower prices, so stations tend to be more competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, you know, it's funny. I interviewed a guy that owned several gas stations just a few weeks ago for one of the Southern California radio shows. And it was interesting to find out that they are razor-thin margins. I mean, they're the tip of the spear. People, all their anger goes to the gas station owner. Those guys aren't making the money, though, are they, Patrick? That's not where the dough's going. Because those guys those guys want you to come inside to buy a chips and a soda, because where the margins are, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you talk about somebody that gets more upset about rising gas prices than you and I do, that are paying the $4 a gallon gas, the station owners, because this is just the worst scenario for them. Prices are going up. They're actually losing money because what you don't see and what doesn't make sense to people is that stations are losing money when gas prices are actively climbing like they have been. And so station owners get the double whammy of people who drive off. They lose money from that.
Yeah.
And the people that come in to complain, I mean, you know, it's not a great place to be for a gas station owner. It's not a lucrative business.
Well, it was so much easier when they were called service stations and they could overcharge you for a replacement part they didn't even put in. And there's where they're making
now they're just gas stations.
Yeah, there's no service at all. So maybe you got to go and get some
chips. As I like to call, Snicker station.
That's right. Soda station.
Because if you ever stop at a gas station, after 10 p.m., A, you haven't planned. B, you're probably overserved. C, you're trying to get home and you need a Snickers bar. Just asking for a friend.
And D, you'll have chili on your shirt by the time you make your driveway.
That's exactly right. Hey, oil is $61 a barrel now, Patrick. By the way, Patrick DeHaan's with us with GasBuddy.com. $61 a barrel. We were at $148 a barrel, I think, in March 2011. I could have that wrong. Wasn't that sort of our highest gas price? Right there after the...
That was pretty close. You know, oil prices hit their all-time record in 2008, but California actually saw its highest gas prices in 2012.
Okay.
Of course, that was another one of these refinery issues that happened.
Meaning that refineries aren't at full capacity, therefore there's a supply and demand issue. Is that the idea?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Supply and demand issue. Back in 2012, I think it was Chevron's refinery in Richmond, California, that went down in the middle of the summer driving season when there's no margin for error, when demand is equal to supply. And so when you tilt that balance, problems happen, just like we're seeing right now in California. But by the way, some good news for Californians is that right here, right now, we're on the cusp of finally starting to see some relief. Wholesale gas prices are plummeting today. You know, you mentioned the price of oil being down 2%. But wholesale gas prices in much of California are down 2 to 5%. So that'll start opening the door for stations to drop their price.
Yeah,
so
but when? Because I have to gas up. I can wait.
Like Thursday? You know, so what about – so since you've got people watching us in New York City and Dallas and Miami and people listening to us across the country, is California the leading edge of what happens across the country, or does it go westbound to east or eastbound to west?
Well, it depends. There can be hotspots. Like you see in your map there, the West Coast right now and California's refinery kings are really affecting the entire West Coast, just like you see the South. The South generally has lower gasoline taxes, lower prices, and the Gulf Coast is home to many of the refineries in the country. And then you move out to the East, things do get a little bit more expensive. The market's tighter. But California is not necessarily a bellwether, but certainly they have some of the highest gas prices year-round because of all these different reasons. High taxes, carb-mandated type of gasoline. But a lot of the big cities in the summer all switch to an ultra-stringent type
of gas. There's that summer blend. Hey, Patrick, stay right there. We're going to talk to you a little bit more. You know, wasn't like the cheapest gas in the country always some little town in Wyoming? We're going to find out what that is next. Patrick DeHaan, GasBuddy.com. It's the Big Biz Show, nationwide, coast-to-coast, TV, radio, and...
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
You're born broke and you die broke. They're trying not to take the in-between part too seriously. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey there, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. You know, we're nationwide, coast to coast, 110 million broadcast television homes, 150 radio stations in 175 countries, so you can watch us on your couch. You can listen to us in the car. You can actually watch us in the car.
Well,
if you have one of those one of those Uber things where you can put it on.
That's a good idea, Bob. Watch us in the car while you're drinking
a beer. I didn't say it was a good
idea. Why not? You got that autopilot thing going. Kick back. Watch
us. Can I just say our credit crunch? I want to put it back, Chris. Can we put this on the? Because this started.
Yeah.
This started in the back of your truck, in the inside of your truck. One summer, we were broadcasting.
2 days in the truck.
We were only on radio at this time. This is this is 1998. We were just literally on radio. Right.
Well, the idea came way before 98. That was the first, China actually sent me a sample. I'm working with Pi Jung Heng. They do great candy.
Wasn't this actually in the truck?
Yes, 2 days, 140.
So, Chris, let's put this back on the dashboard. We'll do like a second baking.
It is. Every third year, you should put it in the car again, is what I recommend. That is Bikram.
You know, let me tell you, that's a plastic bag, and the outside of the plastic bag is sticky because it's coming through the plastic.
It wants out, Bob.
It really does, doesn't it? All right. Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com is our guest today. So, Patrick, here's my question.
Yeah.
Anyway, have you seen the gas price temperature map? Just go to GasBuddy.com. It's pretty easy to do. I use this all the time. I mean, regardless if we're doing our show or whatever, I'm on this site constantly.
Yeah, I like,
but because you can go, you don't have to look at a national. Did you realize that
local? I just did that. Costco is where I have to go for gas, but the lines are too long.
Right.
I don't like that.
Okay.
So
well, okay.
I want,
but if you're watching us in Atlanta, Georgia, right now,
yeah,
you can type in whatever
Atlanta.
The zip code at Atlanta, and it'll drill down and tell you where your cheapest gas is. Where's the cheapest gas in the country, Patrick?
Oh, right now, South Carolina. Basically, anywhere in the South, Alabama, South Carolina. Some of the prices still $2.40s to $2.50 a gallon is the cheapest price. Kind of a sad state of affairs. Back in winter, we got all the way down to $1.67 or so a gallon. So
where? Wait, $1.67 in this country?
People couldn't even buy it.
Back just a couple months ago.
Yeah. Where's the cheapest buy gas?
We're it.
Settled.
I think
I'm asking our guest,
Patrick. I think we're the cheapest country, aren't we, right?
Well, I mean, you talk about Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. Those are countries that subsidize the price of gasoline.
Okay. I'm talking about they're not assassinating and poisoning their people. What's that best country? I think we are the cheapest. You go to Canada and gas is like, you know, $6-7 a gallon.
Yeah. What about Pemex?
But they've got
our neighbor to the south sells gas.
That's true, but it's not gas. It's not really gas.
I know.
It's not the same thing.
It smells weird.
Hey, so give me, put your crystal ball on for us, would you, Pat, before we let you get out of here today, and tell us, what do you think this is going to happen? Where do you think it's going to go for the next 12 months, 18 months? Because, you know, we obviously got a scare in California because of the thing called the summer blend that you alluded to. But at the same time, gas prices can't stay low forever. At some point, it's going to get ridiculous, right?
Yeah, exactly. Where we go from here, well, I think we're close to seeing a plateau for the summer months. We'll see prices gently decline into the summer, but look for summer prices to continue to be around $3 a gallon.
Maybe. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible. I don't think we'll get back to those record levels, at least for the next couple of years, and that's partially thanks to the oil boom. But, you know, there's a lot of destabilization going on, Venezuela, Iran, so that really could throw a towel into the ring and make the water a little bit more murky. But I still don't foresee a return to those record high prices anytime soon.
Good for us.
All right. His name is Patrick DeHaan. Go to gasbuddy.com.
I'm there.
Check it out. Gas price temperature map. Thanks, buddy. We'll have you back. See how you did that? Thanks, buddy.
Oh,
coming up next.
Wow.
Johnny Kovacek. Johnny Kovacek sounds like a...
Yeah, baby.
Luck be a lady tonight.
I'm coming in swinging.
Johnny Kovacek. Johnny the Lip.
There it is. He needs the elbow.
Johnny Bag of Donuts. Coming up in just a second. Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com.
He does it high my way.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about interviewing or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
They wanted to win a medal in curling until they found out it had nothing to do with lifting beer. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
You're face deep in something. It's usually an In-N-Out burger bag, but now it's like a book. What is that?
Well, I saw the word hamburgers and it drew my eye.
Hey, good to have you along today. Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com.
You're okay.
Coming up in just a few minutes. I'm really excited to talk about this guy with the helmets.
Yeah, yeah. He's been on before, hasn't he?
No, he has not. We've spoken of this topic. But you know, and I'm excited to have him on here.
Okay.
Johnny Kovacek is an investor. He's an author. He also is a guy who's passionate about energy. And we were just, you know, this is sort of an oil day.
Yeah.
Or is it an electricity day? We were talking to Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com. And enter Johnny Kovacek, who has, what's the name of that book you got there in your hand, Tom?
Well, this is called My Electrician Drives a Porsche.
No.
I don't say
no,
Porsche.
No, it's My Electrician Drives a Porsche. Because there's a question.
Oh.
There. See, right there. You want to try that again?
I was reading the rest of it. My Electrician Drives a Porsche.
There you go. Here's the author, Johnny Kovacek. Am I saying that right? Is it Gianni?
Gianni Kovacevic.
Kovacevic.
It's like Croatian. It means blacksmith.
See?
Okay, there you go.
So Johnny Kovacek's our guest. what does it say it again? I need to get this right.
Kovacevic.
You think I'll get that before the end of the show?
Yes, Kovacevic.
First of all, congratulations on your book. Let's just go right to that. It's an interesting title. My Electrician Drives a Porsche?
Did it as a hobby.
Like you are aghast about that.
Kind of my true story. My best friend's a urologist. He's a doctor.
Okay.
And this book talks about a young electrician who takes his family doctor on a journey of enlightenment, the future of energy, the future of everything.
Right.
If you look at all those symbols, what is the common denominator of the global economy?
Don't say it. When we come back from the break, see, this is called the tease. This is why they sit. You know, people come to me and say, I hate it when you make me sit in my driveway for 5 minutes.
I think I know the answer.
Pays the bills.
Yeah.
That's called a tease. That's a hedge, pal. Gianni Kovacicek.
No,
boom.
No, no.
Boom, Yahtzee.
No.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org. My screen is bleeding today. Yeah, it is. Well, it's kind of an ugly day on Wall Street today. It's all right. We'll get through
it. Just avoided a joke.
Yeah, I know. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Great to have you along today. We are brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your rock for retirement. Also brought to you by Rock Mobile. You know the guy, you know the CEO of that company, CEO of Patron Tequila and Paul Mitchell, Jean-Paul DeJordi. He's been on this program right here.
I use all his products in my hair.
And Rock and Rock Mobile. $29 a month for a Rock Mobile plan. Also brought to you by Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. Starbucks Coffee sponsors the program for many years. I was just there this morning, Russ, and may I say they have a bigger, dare I say, bolder flavor.
Spit take!
I said bolder.
See, bolders.
Lumen Brands and their fine family of restaurants, including Outback Steakhouse, Fleming's. Steakhouse, Roy's Restaurant.
Ever run into Carrabba's?
I run into Carrabba's
all
the time.
Lucky boy you are.
I love, especially when they're next to each other. Who doesn't love a pair of Carrabba's?
I know it.
Pick your favorite. Thank you, friends.
I love the one in Little Rock.
My electrician drives a Porsche. Investing in the rise of the new
spending
class.
Yes.
Gianni Kovacevic.
Bingo.
Yahtzee!
Good night!
So, you know what?
Right.
You can't teach that. You can't teach that.
You'll never say his name again.
Kovacevic.
Oh, no.
Kovacevic.
All right. You're hypnotizing me.
All right, good. By the way, he's also the CEO of a company called Copper Bank, The Copper Bank. They are publicly traded under the symbol CPPKF. I'll put that out on our website. Our 40,000 followers on Twitter and Facebook will find that. And you can go to copperbankcorp.com. But in the meantime, tell us. So you were giving us a peek into the book. Talk about how you got to write the book.
Well, you can't have a five-hour dinner with me every day. So that book is a journey into understanding the future of energy. If you understand that, increasingly so, it's going to become electricity. Almost everything you buy comes with a cord stuck with the back of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now comes the big stuff. Buses, cars, trucks, FedEx, everyone.
With a big cord stuck in the back.
We go from 20% of energy usage, final energy usage, today is electrification, 50% in the next 30 years. Oh. So what is Shell Corporation doing? What are the big oil and gas companies doing? They're pivoting into selling you electrons. And what's the enabler of electricity? It's copper. It's hiding in plain sight.
Wow.
I had breakfast with Richard Atkerson, the CEO of Freeport-McMoRan, biggest publicly traded copper company in the world.
Yeah.
And he agrees with me. We need to go to big energy conferences to talk about energy. Is the pivot happening slow or fast?
Yeah.
It's happening faster than most people think. And what's the enabler? Nobody sees it. Hiding in plain sight, copper.
Copper
is the enabler. Cables, transformers, motors. You're going to have billions and billions more electric motors in the world. And now there's energy efficiency,
you
using
see all,
less electricity in the first place.
You see all the copper wrapped around anything electric. As you look inside, you try to fix it. I can't do that. An old motor, I could go in and replace the spark plugs. What am I going to do with an electric car? I don't even know.
Well, so talk about that, because EVs, otherwise known as electric vehicles, are here. It or not, there's two spaces in front of your workplace that says for EVs only. The best two spots are next to the handicap spots.
There
now.
You go.
This is going to be very shortly. It's going to take. It's almost like how cable companies are not going to exist anymore, because they're just going to be Wi-Fi companies because of all the over-the-top television. Yeah. Almost the same sort of thing. The oil companies are going to be a dinosaur at some point.
Well, it's tobacco. It's an important industry. It's going to be important for our lifetime. But is it a growth business? No.
I'm saying no.
The CAGR growth rate is going to be in other things. Yeah. Lithium, cobalt, copper, all of these things that enable electrification. And that's where investors need to look at. That's
batteries.
So talk about the copper thing. Because right now you are investing not in electricity or electric. You're investing in something higher on the food chain.
Exactly.
Right?
The thing that makes it possible.
Yeah.
We're trading at 25-year lows. So I'm an investor wearing my investor's hat. It's really risky, this junior mining space and all these natural resources. We can buy projects at 2, 3, 4 cents on the dollar.
Projects?
Copper projects, future copper mines.
Yeah.
In the United States, predominantly on private property, and that's what Copper Bank does. It's a listed company that aggregates these projects so investors can invest with us, me and my partners, at pennies on the dollar.
So it's a bunch, and pennies are important. A lot of these copper mines are all coming together under one umbrella kind of thing?
The thing that makes them not economic today is the copper price.
Right.
But as the copper price increases, our projects, because they had tens of millions, hundreds of million dollars spent on them, every 10 cents the copper price goes higher is hundreds of millions of dollars of MPV value. So as what I believe, copper is going to become more dear. There's going to be CAGR growth rate.
Yeah.
And the way to make new mines is one thing. You need a higher copper price. So then you go to these development projects. They go from having very little value to having a lot more value.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're not talking about doubling your money here. If I'm right, and this is a speculation, if I'm right and the copper price was to go up 20%, 30%, you're talking about 10x. But it's risky.
Yeah. Okay, so Johnny Lunchbucket, for the Johnny Lunchbucket investor,
Johnny Lunchbucket,
beg your pardon, nailed it,
no pun intended,
nailed it. That wants to understand how to invest in the copper side of things, because right now they're looking at their oil exchange traded fund.
Yeah.
Right now they're looking at their 401k and they're seeing some technology stocks.
Yeah.
And very few of us have mining stocks in our portfolio. Talk about why that has to change.
Well, there's three ways you can do this. You can buy a bunch of copper bricks, put them in your garage. Bad idea.
Yeah.
No optionality, heavy, you got to pay for the storage.
Yeah.
You can buy something like a Freeport-McMoRan. If copper does well, that's going to do
well. What's a Freeport-McMoRan for the people that have no...
That's me.
It's America's largest publicly traded copper mining company. So it symbols FCX.
They're in.
You'll do well there. But you won't make 10 times your money.
Yeah.
Or you can buy the optionality. You could say, look, I'd like to buy property that could be a future copper mine.
Yeah.
Most people don't have the ability to do that. So we've aggregated that in a public company that owns four projects.
Which is the Copper
Bank. Which is the Copper Bank.
Okay.
And it's very simple. It's pretty liquid. You buy it, you sell it.
So talk about what the Copper Bank does. What are you guys actually miners or do you guys manage the things? What do you guys do?
It's the research and development of this business. Okay. The drilling, the engineering, all the chemistry. Is this going to work in the future? These guys already did that. In the past 10, 15 years, we bought a project. They invested $85 million in Arizona. I paid $5 million for it last August.
Uh-oh.
The MPV value of that project at 360 copper is $1.2 billion.
Hmm.
At 280 copper,
But people have to care about copper, is what you're saying, and they're going to at some point. I mean,
never,
at some point, the reckoning is going to come, is what
never
you're
invest in the story on page one. That's the efficient market.
Ooh.
Invest in the story on page 16. That's headed to page one.
That's good stuff. You like that?
When copper is on the front page of Barron's or on the Wall Street Journal, everything's going to be a lot more expensive.
Before we let you out of here today, talk about your book. So let's bring this all around and the intersection of your past as an investor, your intersection of your existing passion for this Copper Bank company, and of course, the fact that you know almost everything about Tesla. Talk about this book.
Oh boy,
my background was in power systems, electricity. If you cut all this stuff in half, I know how it works. These enablers, so called.
I grew up in
Vancouver, Canada. It's the capital of natural resources and oil, particularly Western Canada. So I grew up with guys in that business.
Yeah.
So for 25 years, I've been involved in the commodity speculations and the China super cycle that took place in the early 2000s. They bought everything. Everything went up. Now we're going to have a decoupling. Oh, I believe you're going to see strong growth in these things. We keep talking about copper.
Yeah.
Oil becomes like tobacco. Still important. A lot of money to be made there. But right now, what's sleeping?
Copper. What's
the hand under the skirt of the Mona Lisa is that.
Wait a minute. Let me get a visual on that.
And I think it comes down to awareness at this point, because obviously the leading edge of technology, at least for transportation, is electric vehicles. EVs are right there, so it's a natural conversation once people figure out that because you can make money in the oil business by investing in the infrastructure, not just the oil.
All right,
it's sort of the same thing.
Here's my question: what would replace copper?
There's only one thing for right now. It's called aluminum, but it's inefficient. It consumes a lot of energy, and it's not even possible to use aluminum for everything. What I'm talking about, these deluxe type of electrical energy.
Okay.
So for right now, gold, silver, too expensive. Aluminum, copper.
It's copper, pal.
That's right.
That's it. Gianni, Kovacevic. Wow, that was good. Huh? Maybe, in 22 years of broadcasting, could have been the toughest thing. But I got it. CEO Copper Bank. Thanks, man. That's appreciate great. It. Love to have you back. The Copper Bank is the name of the company. CPPKF is the stock symbol, and of course, copperbankcorp.com. We're going to have him back sometime. Coming up, everything you want to know about avoiding concussions and the technology behind it. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com.
More show?
We got lots more show coming up.
Oh, wow, wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's going to look like this year? Whoa! Oh!
Asking the hard-hitting questions you want answers to, but mostly just drifting off and staring blankly at the wall. It's the Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully.
Hey there! Live from the Temp Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. Nationwide, coast to coast. You can be watching us on the couch in Nebraska or New York or L.A. or San Diego. And we are everywhere, including every radio station in the country, as well as online. This is what Russ would look like if he was a traffic cop, or
stop right there, get out of the car, or I'll beat your ass. Wow, it's pretty harsh. Look at that. I'm growing hair right now. Our next, this looks good though. Feels like a cooler. I could keep a six-pack in here on my
head. The reason he has that on is because we have the CEO and founder of a pretty cool company called Light Helmets. Light Helmets.
They are light.
They don't weigh much at all. Lighthelmets.com. His name is Nick Asayan, and he joins us in studio today. Great to have you along, first of all.
Thanks for having me.
So this is such a face-forward topic. When you think about when we were kids, we wanted to play football.
There you go.
Boy, that's just a bad.
I could share with you.
But people are afraid to have their kids play contact sports now because the concussion, because people are bigger and it's more of a violent sport. Oh. So enter Light Helmets to solve that problem. But not just in football, but aviation and military and auto racing and everything else. Talk about it.
Yeah. So Light Helmets, really what we've done is we've pivoted military technology, aviation technology, and auto racing technology into the football helmet.
Okay.
And we're going to be able to pivot that to all of the different sports, hockey, lacrosse, baseball. We've heard of things like Kevlar, extended polypropylene for a long time, but they've never been put in sports helmets to protect the athlete. So 2011, entered the guy by the name of Bill Simpson. He was a pioneer in auto racing. You'll see him on an insurance commercial getting lit on fire, and they spray him, him out.
Wow.
And he did a fantastic job of protecting auto racers. And he decided that he was going to start a football helmet company. But he wasn't a football guy. So he got stuck. He got jammed up. And we decided to bail him out and move on from there.
Okay.
Okay, so back in the day, they used to say, put a big hard thing on your head and you'll be safe. But that didn't take into consideration that your brain gets jarred around. It's sitting inside of a bowl
of gel. Forgot about that part.
So it's not just about keeping the outside okay.
Yeah.
It's about keeping the inside. Talk about the technology a little bit.
Now, that's a great point. So for a long period of time, people decided, hey, let's build a bigger, heavier helmet. What we ended up doing is building a significantly lighter helmet, about 40% lighter. So this helmet, which can be worn by college players, high school players, Pop Warner players. It'll be tested for the NFL shortly. Weighs only 3 pounds. The kid version of it is about 2.5 pounds. Competitive helmets are 5-6 pounds, even more in some cases.
So wait a second. So when I hear you say that, I immediately hearken back to the 1950 Bel Air, Chevy Bel Air with a big, giant steel bumper. Mm-hmm. And now we have on your car.
Yeah, a little.
If you smack something, the thing explodes and just collapses.
That's correct.
Is that the idea behind it? Because, and like, if you get off the freeway, those big yellow canisters are full of water. Yeah. You're not hitting, concrete guardrails. You're hitting something that collapses. Is this the idea behind this?
That's the same thing. As opposed to, deflecting the energy, this helmet actually absorbs the energy.
It, yeah.
So the Kevlar that's in there is the same type of Kevlar that's in a ballistic helmet, plate carrier, or even the cockpit of an Apache helicopter. It's designed to absorb that type of abuse, spread it out over a bigger area, but also the lighter weight, it's just less kinetic energy into the impact.
Right. The name of the company, Light Helmets, and you guys are privately held, correct?
That's correct.
For now.
For now.
Wait a second. So this is interesting because if you think in terms of the NFL, that's the holy grail. How did you guys even knock on their door and get them to answer the phone? I mean, that's a tough one.
There's a lot of barriers to entry to get into this space. You know, if somebody walked in and gave you guys a check for $20 million, you're probably not going to get into the football helmet space.
Wouldn't have to because we'd be gone.
Yeah.
You guys would retire. I think we could all take that and run away. We started with significantly less than that, but we had a seat at the table. We bought the assets from SG Helmets, which was Simpson's company.
Okay.
We moved it to San Diego. We developed three brand new helmets. We put an advisory board together, including Tal Day, David, who's the former head physician of the Chargers, former chief of staff from Scripps Hospital.
Oh, that's good.
And then we started on the marketing front. But we had a seat with the NFL, so we went to the combine. And there's nothing like standing in the bathroom and looking to your left.
And there,
you're using the restroom, and there's Jason Garrett. Uh-huh. Or you're standing in the elevator with John Elway. Or you're standing at the steakhouse and teasing Dan Marino about white wine.
They're always big guys.
Exactly. Like but all of these guys love the game of football. And people have beat up on football over the last few years.
Well, because of the concussion issue.
Because of the concussion issue. But we have 70,000 people dying of opiates in the United States.
Right.
Football isn't part of the problem. It's part of the solution.
Yeah.
It's the discipline. It's the goal setting. It's the focus. It's a positive male role model that sometimes is all that a young man has to get him focused.
Yeah.
And what we want to do is make the sport safer. And hockey's going to be the next sport in the crosshair. When you look at...
Oh, for hockey helmets.
Absolutely. Hockey helmets, lacrosse helmets.
Bicycle helmets.
Bicycle helmets, even tactical helmets. You know, this technology can be pivoted to all of these areas.
When I see, so what do you have? So hold that. What do you have in front of you there? What is that?
This is
that looks tactical to me.
Yep. This is Kevlar. It starts as a cloth, and
so if you hold this up and shoot a gun at me, Russ.
Well, you might need a couple layers.
Let's just try it. Hold on. Give me the gun.
It's going to go through.
He just said it.
You're
going to
get a lot
TV.
Of views on YouTube.
You know what's
if we
also
do that.
Nice about this? It makes a lovely pocket.
It actually matches your tie.
I know. Can I just tell you what, Russ?
Wow.
It's impressive.
Stop it. All right. Go ahead and shoot me an heart.
That's a $500 pocket square, by the way. So is this part of that?
It is. This is part of the shell. Actually, the shell that you see here.
Okay.
So this is much like a surfboard or much like, so you put resin or whatever on it and
that's it.
It hardens.
You harden it and you make the shell.
What about other things like I was a goalie and got kicked in the shins, but could you put that in a shin guard or a pad?
Absolutely.
Shoulder pads.
We're talking to shoulder pad companies.
Shut up.
There's a whole variety of applications for this type of technology.
Yeah.
But you got to pick your battles.
Right.
You start in the
places where there's
a demand.
We're talking about helmets here.
I'm trying to help this guy.
You're on the advisory board.
Can I ask you this? When you go out there to like a Pop Warner football.
Sure.
Okay? I mean, look, athletes are one thing and they're a commodity oftentimes to the NFL and to the teams because they're, that's their bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
But little kids. Kids are little kids, let's face it. How did you get, that's got to be give me the mechanics of walking in and say, I want this 8-year-old to try my helmet, and they're going to look at you and say, okay, wow, why?
The first thing you tell them is that your son plays Pop Warner football, and your son plays hockey,
uh-huh.
And when you show a picture of your kid wearing this helmet, and he's out there playing, and he's the kid that showed up at the weigh-in, he was a couple ounces over, and the whole team ran around the field with him until he got to the weight, and his mom cried, and his confidence grew, and his grades improved. And you go to parents and say, this is a solution for you, for your kid to benefit from the game.
Yeah.
They're accepting
team building,
this is,
all
this
that?
Is part one of the story. We're going to have him back.
That's great.
I want to kind of follow you guys along over the next couple of months. And see how you do. Lighthelmets.com. Nick is saying, Nick, thanks so much for swinging by, man.
Thanks for having us.
And
I'm wearing this out to Taco Tuesday tonight, baby. See you
Taco
around
weekday,
town, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, weekday, yeah.
Honestly, you look like a traffic cop. Chris Janik is our director. Curtis Madden is our assistant director. RussIsFunny.com because...
RussIsFatAndBald.com was taken. All keep it moving here.
Once again... Lighthelmets.com. We'll see you tomorrow.